Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County Parks Department faces staffing challenges amid growing workload. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Campbell County Parks and Recreation Department is stretched thin, maintaining over a dozen parks and 23 county properties, as well as locations in Wright. According to the Gillette News Record, Parks and Recreation Executive Director Dwayne Dillinger says the workload has grown significantly since the early 2000s, when the department was responsible for just six properties. Now, with fewer staff, Dillinger says the team is at a breaking point. Snowstorm cleanup highlighted the challenges, forcing staff to prioritize hazardous branches while delaying less critical tasks. Dillinger explained, "We're not doing everything everywhere. We're just trying to keep things running." Public Works Director Matt Olson believes the solution lies in hiring more employees and adopting low-maintenance landscaping techniques. Parks Board Chair Ryan Gross added that hiring seasonal help has been tough across industries, but the workload keeps growing. County commissioners expressed interest in addressing the issue, asking for a detailed proposal on staffing needs and budget impacts, with plans for a workshop to explore solutions. Wyoming's Joint Appropriations Committee to begin supplemental budget hearings Monday. The Wyoming Legislature's Joint Appropriations Committee will kick off supplemental budget hearings this Monday in Cheyenne. The sessions being held at the Wyoming State Capitol will also be live streamed on the Wyoming Legislature's YouTube channel. State agencies requesting additional funding or proposed cuts to their approved 2025-2026 budgets will present their cases to the committee. After the hearings, the JAC will review and decide on each request. The hearings set the stage for the 2025 general session, which begins on January 14th, with full legislature debates on the supplemental budget bill planned for January 31st through February 7th. Details and schedules can be found at wyoleg.gov. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.